Good afternoon. That warm front we've been tracking over the last couple of days has finally made it through all of interior New York and New England. As a result, the southerly wind flow, combined with a good amount of sunshine, is pushing temperatures all the way into the middle and upper 70s throughout the region today. We will have some spots that even touch the 80-degree mark, particularly in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and across into southern New England. Still, there'll be a few spots, particularly in deeper mountain valleys, that hang on to more clouds than sunshine through the afternoon. The humidity levels will climb as well, and that humidity will remain high tonight, and with partly cloudy skies, temperatures will only drop back into the middle and upper 60s. A ridge of high pressure will dominate into the day tomorrow, keeping it dry, unseasonably warm, and a bit humid. With a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday, highs will reach into the lower 80s. A cold front will head our way during the day on Thursday. Out ahead of it, a decent slug of tropical moisture will work its way toward us, and as a result, we'll have a good chance of showers, perhaps some heavier bursts of rain, and maybe even a thunderstorm on Thursday afternoon. Out ahead of the front, high temperatures will be in the lower 70s. Behind the front, big changes starting on Thursday night, but especially during the day on Friday. We'll have a drying trend, perhaps still some clouds Friday morning, but some sunshine will mix in the afternoon. With a stiff northwest breeze, it'll be much cooler, with highs only in the 50s to around 60. Even cooler air will move in for the upcoming weekend. We'll have mostly sunny skies and highs in the lower 50s on Saturday before another front approaches with a chance of shower Sunday and high temperatures staying in the middle and upper 50s. By Monday, we should push into the lower 60s as another system approaches with a chance of showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Michael, currently located about 360 miles south of Panama City, Florida, and 335 miles south-southwest of Apalachicola, Florida. Michael is moving toward the north near 12 miles per hour. A northward motion is expected through tonight, followed by a northeastward motion on Wednesday and Thursday. On the forecast track, the center of Michael will move across the eastern Gulf of Mexico tonight. The center of Michael is then expected to move inland over the Florida Panhandle or Florida Big Bend area on Wednesday and move northeastward across the southeastern United States Wednesday night and Thursday, then move off the mid-Atlantic coast away from the United States by Friday. Data from a NOAA and Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that the maximum sustained winds have now increased to near 110 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is expected, and Michael is forecast to be a major hurricane at landfall in Florida. Weakening is expected after landfall as Michael moves through the southeastern United States. The latest minimum central pressure based on data from the aircraft is 965 millibars or 28.50 inches. Life-threatening storm surge is likely along portions of the coasts of the Florida Panhandle, Big Bend, and Nature Coast, and a storm surge warning is in effect for these areas. A hurricane warning has been issued for portions of the Florida Gulf Coast where life-threatening winds associated with the core of Michael are most likely. Damaging winds are also expected inland across portions of the Florida Panhandle, southern Georgia, and southeast Alabama as Michael moves inland. Heavy rainfall from Michael could produce life-threatening flash flooding from the Florida Panhandle and Big Bend region into portions of Georgia and South Carolina. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low, 42. The record high 83 set in 1949, and the record low 27 in 2001. Sunrise this morning is at 7:01 a.m., sunset this evening 6:23 p.m., 11 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, still some low clouds around, then increasing sunshine this afternoon with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny skies today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, humid, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, continued warm and humid, lower 80s. A good chance of rain, perhaps heavy at times Thursday. A thunderstorm also possible, lower 70s. Breezy and much cooler Friday, going back to a mix of sun and clouds with highs around 60. Mostly sunny, much cooler Saturday, lower 50s. Mid-50s with a chance of showers Sunday, and a chance of showers back to the lower 60s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.